Sophie, tell me a little bit about the adult day program that is offered by Temescaming Cochrane Alzheimer's, where it's being offered in what communities.
So hi, yeah, like you said, we offer the adult day program in six different communities. So we have one adult day program in Hearst, in Kapuskasing, in Timmins, in Matheson, in Iroquois Falls, and in Cochrane.
That sounds amazing. So what's the focus of the day program? Kind of what goes on there?
So our number one focus for the adult day program is to support caregivers and connect them to us for support, education, support groups, and many other tools that they need to help taking care of their loved ones.
And is that this is kind of very important. And one of the things I noted here was that the caregivers can bring their loved ones to the program for a day of respite, knowing that their loved ones are engaged and secure. That's all very important, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Because when we take care of somebody with dementia, we know that we want to bring them in a secure, loving, person-centered care program that will make sure that they have intentional activities during the day. So during a day at the day program, the person living with dementia will have a physical activity that will help their muscles and joints and their heart in shape. They will have a cognitive activity that we know that engaging in activities require mental effort for somebody living with dementia. So that will help stimulate cognitive function. Example, we do lots of reminiscing, because we know with Alzheimer's disease brings us back when we were younger. So reminiscing helps the cognitive function of your brain. We also do sensory activities. So that helps calm the person living with dementia. Examples, soothing music or smelling a familiar scent. For example, bread. We all know that when we smell a fresh loaf of bread cooking, it reminds us when we were young, either our grandmother or our mother would bake bread or cookies. And it helps with agitation and encourages relaxation. It also helps to improve the overall well-being and quality of life for the person living with dementia.
One of the things I noted here as well, and I saw that this is a bilingual program as well, and that's really key as well.
Yes, because we know that especially in Kapuskasing, we have it's a French-English community, so we offer activities in French and in English. And also I want to add, social connections is very important, and being connected with others living with dementia is very important for them. So it helps their mood, it makes them feel happier, it creates friendship, a sense of safety. It allows them to confide in others and let others confide in them.
And not only is this perfect for dementia patients, but as you mentioned, it's for the caregivers, for themselves. It's also a great opportunity for the caregivers as well.
Yes, because our number one client at the Alzheimer's Society is the caregiver. So what can we do to help them a day-to-day life? Like we said, there's education, there's support groups, but there's also the day program. So by offering that respite day, they know they can either go to bed all day if they're tired, or connect with their sisters or their friends, go for lunch, go do their groceries, because we know that taking care of somebody 24/7 is very demanding.
Okay, talk a little bit about referrals and how, if someone wants to get involved in this program, what are the steps they need to follow?
Yes. So you don't need to have a referral from a medical professional, and you do not need a formal diagnosis also to be part of the program. So you can call at the Alzheimer's Society, and we will take your call and we will help you connect with our first link coordinator and the adult day program also.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Anything else, Sylvie, that you would like to add or that we've missed from our discussion?
I can also add that we're going to have our annual walk on May 25th. So if ever anybody is interested in walking with us, you can call also at the society and we can give you more details.
Okay. And what are some great ways to get a hold of the staff at the Alzheimer's Society, Sylvie?
So the telephone number you can call is 705-268-4554.